Critics of Senator Lisa Murkowski are seizing on what they see as a flip-flop in her position on whether Barack Obama should be the president who chooses the next justice of the Supreme Court. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, a flip-flop is in the eye of the beholder.
In Juneau on Wednesday, Murkowski said she expected Obama would soon nominate someone to replace Justice Antonin Scalia. And she clearly stated her position on what should happen next.
I do believe that the nominee should get a hearing.
Murkowski said Obama's nominee would not necessarily advance to a vote in the Senate. But by the next day, she was saying she didn't think there should be an Obama nominee. In postings on social media, Murkowski said it's the president's constitutional prerogative to nominate, but, quote, I urge the president to follow a tradition embraced by both parties over the past 80 years and allow his successor in the White House to select the next Supreme Court justice.
Well, this isn't any tradition that I've ever heard of.
Anchorage attorney Margaret Stock just announced she's running for Murkowski's seat as an independent. Stock says Murkowski isn't being true to her past position, and she figures Murkowski's bowing to political pressure. We'll get back to that in a minute. Murkowski wasn't available to describe what tradition she thought the president should follow, but the Supreme Court experts at SCOTUS blog have determined that at least five presidents since 1900 have nominated Supreme Court justices in presidential election years. It could be that Murkowski's tweet refers to a Senate tradition of blocking those election year nominees, because the Senate has done that a lot. Her tweet may have pinned the tradition on the wrong party, but here's how Murkowski herself put it to reporters in Juneau.
The history of what happens when there is a vacancy in the Supreme Court during the same year that you have a presidential election, the history is it's been 80 years that the Senate acted on that nominee in that presidential year. The thought being that the new president should have the opportunity to name this lifetime appointment.
That does nearly comport with Supreme Court history, because the last president to successfully fill a vacancy in an election year was FDR 76 years ago, unless you count Eisenhower or Reagan, but those are special cases. Margaret Stock, the Murkowski challenger, mined a little history herself. She dug up a column Murkowski wrote in 2005 for the Juneau Empire. Here's Stock reading it.
Let me make it clear that I support an up or down vote on all nominations brought to the Senate floor, regardless of the president nominating them or which party controls the Senate.
The column was about ending filibusters of judicial nominees, not necessarily Supreme Court picks, but Stock says she sees a big inconsistency.
A lot of Alaskans are very unhappy with her, and it's for exactly this reason. You know, she takes a position in writing, says she believes in a principle, and then she waffles on it.
Alaska Democratic Party spokesman Jake Hamburg says it's ironic that Murkowski's theme in her annual address to the legislature this week was delivering certainty to Alaskans.
The only thing that's certain is that she's going to change her position according to whichever way the wind is going.
Murkowski, when asked about her new challenger in Juneau on Wednesday, said campaigning isn't her favorite part of the job.
But I'm not doing anything different because we have a newly announced individual who stepped up. Just going to keep working every day real hard.
A Murkowski spokeswoman said neither she nor the senator were available to discuss her statements by our deadline. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.